Another jump.
The angry farmers, drawn from all the country's 10 provinces, denounced the two party officials, demanding an audience with President Robert Mugabe, who was chairing his party's Politburo meeting. One of the demonstrators, Agrippa Luwanja, complained that they have not been able to access farming inputs promised by the senior ZANU-PF and Youth League officials working hand in hand with a company linked to the ruling party, Lush Investments. Luwanja said the farmers were not happy that they were yet to receive the promised seed and fertilizer several weeks into the cropping season.
They want the president to know that they actually duped by some people who have been using the party logo, the party name. The farmers are just worried. The season is wearing off. I think in one of the meetings we were actually told by the Minister of Agriculture that the last planting date for maize is around the first week of February.
Luwanja says what is worrying them is that none of the senior officials have given them reasonable answers despite knocking on their doors several times.
The party even knows who actually involved. I can simply say that. I don't want to mention names. I don't want to raise feathers for those who are trying to assist us. But actually what we are looking for is assistance. You know, farming, like any other sector, it contributes much to this country's economy. If our economy is agro-based.
Another farmer, Regina Mazivananga, also voiced their anger at their failure to access the agricultural inputs.
Even the Minister of Agriculture, even Minister Chombo, he doesn't even want to talk to us. It's very painful.
She said their crops are not growing well as they need a lot of fertilizer.
January.
She added that Zimbabwe may experience food shortages again this year, as more than 8,000 farmers were affected under this agricultural input scheme. Agronomist Jai Silinda, who hails from Mashonaland and Central Province, said he lost large sums of money to some ZANU-PF officials and Lush Investments who had promised to provide them with inputs for the current cropping season. Chirinda claimed that the two ministers allegedly involved in this scheme are local government minister Ignatius Chombo and agriculture minister Joseph Made, who are both members of the ZANU-PF Politburo. Chombo declined to comment, saying he was in a meeting while Made's phone was not being answered.
Chombo,
meanwhile, the demonstrators failed to meet Mr. Mugabe, who was chairing his party's supreme decision-making body at the party's headquarters. The farmers paid varying amounts of money to Lush Investments, hoping that the company will source agricultural inputs for them. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.